Hi everybody, welcome back to Dream Girl Series. For this video, I'm going to give you some of my favorite techniques, my tips and tricks, if you will, on how I activate slash increase my feminine energy. And I'm so excited to make this video because I love feminine energy. I love beauty, I love being a woman. I love art, I love sensuality, sex appeal, art, if I didn't already say it. And I also love provocative art. I love art like in the pinup girls, Playboy. I just love it. So I want to make this video dedicated to the feminine energy and how you can also become in alignment with your feminine power. And I want to make it clear that everyone has feminine energy. Men, women, all of us. Some of us, though, we neglect it, or we don't even know that it's there because the masculine energy, aka the survival defense mechanisms, are taking over. So basically, it's like a cry for help that the feminine energy in us does. She wants us to activate her or just to acknowledge her. And I really hope that my techniques get you to that point, to where you feel less guarded, more safe, more able to just be and not to be in this defense survival energy anymore. So my first technique that I swear by and I do every day, even right now, is I love dressing up. Every morning I will wake up before I brush my teeth, do my skincare, drink water, and I will go in my closet and I will pick a dress to wear while I do all of my morning routines. And that brings me so much harmony. It just grounds me and it just makes me feel really at peace with myself. So yeah, dress up however you like. If you don't want to put on a dress, that's okay. You don't have to put on a dress like me. But the key here is just try to look better than you feel. You know, like there's times in the morning when I wake up and I feel so lost. I feel so just gloomy. And then I will go in my closet and I will pick a color or style that I want to wear that elicits that feeling that I want to embody throughout my day. So if it's like a yellow sundress, I will put that on because I want to feel uplifted. I want to feel more energized. And the yellow, if you know about chakras, the color yellow is really good for your confidence, your self-power, your self-esteem. And if you don't know what chakras are, they are energy portals, is what I call them. So every color, we have 7 chakras, like major ones. I don't know too much about the energy work of them, but just from like reading and like researching on my own, there's 7 of them throughout our body, major ones. There's also minor ones, but the major ones, we have the root, which is red, the sacral, which is orange, the solar plexus, yellow, like I was talking about, which is activating your willpower, your life force, your confidence, and just making you feel like a bad bitch. And that's what I love. I love to feel like a bad bitch every morning. So that's why I will put on my yellow sundress, or depending on my mood, and I will just embody that energy. But if I wanted to feel less sad, I will wear something pink or green that really opens up and heals my heart energy, my heart chakra. So I will overdress without any guilt, any shame. I will put on my favorite expensive perfume that I save for date night and apply it generously throughout my body because nobody deserves it more than I do. And my cat is eating food, so that is what that clacking sound is. Anyways, so I love to just pamper myself and I love to just treat myself to the finer things in life because I'm worthy of it. I deserve it. And now because I feel as if I deserve it, all of these finer things in life, it sends the message throughout the universe, like a ripple effect, that I love myself and I respect myself. And so because I love myself and because I have so much self-dignity and self-worth, it puts me on this pedestal of attracting like. So if I feel like I'm the best of the best, even if, you know, it's subjective to others, that's okay because that's how I see myself. I see myself as this goddess. And that's not to take anyone else's power away from them. People can see themselves as a goddess however they like. This is just what makes me feel like me. Now, if you don't wake up feeling like you want to put on a dress every morning, that's okay, because the dress itself is just a symbol. You know, for me, it symbolizes self-love, self-worth, having a good day. So find something that resonates with your self-love, that you want to do throughout your day, that really harnesses that power, you know, that grounds you to your feminine goddess energy. This is going to look really different for everybody. Some people will feel more in their powers, they're brushing their teeth and they're saying those affirmations that make them feel good. Some could do like a run in the morning read, applying lip balm, anything, right? Like, it is really personal to you. Anything that makes you feel like a goddess is personal. For me, the dress is my symbol because, like I said, it's what makes me feel more ready to have a great day. And it really just grounds me to my self-love. And if you want to amplify this grounding exercise, if you want to call it that, you could even create vision boards. You could create vision books, mood boards, anything that really makes you feel like you want to possess that certain energy. So, like I said, the dress was my symbol. It symbolizes everything that I was talking about. And if you don't want to do it like physically, like on you, you could do it like a vision board. So I have a vision board right up there that I created. It's like a goddess inspired one. Like, it's full of my favorite muses, such as Aphrodite and all of the goddess archetypes, really. I have the pinup dolls, pinup girls up there, like my sex symbol inspiration. You know, like, it's just very personal to me, and that's how it should be. So going back to the vision board that I was just talking about, this is going to take me to my second technique that has worked wonders for me, which is why I created that vision board in the beginning. But that is, I started to develop a relationship or familiarize myself with specific goddesses, archetypes, muses that I wanted to embody, that really resonated with me, and that confidence that I wanted to uphold for myself. And the reason why I mentioned vision boards is because it brings me to my second point, which is going to be developing a relationship with a muse or an inspiration that you would like to embody. So back to my example, the vision board for me is all about sex appeal, glamour, beauty, art, that goddess energy. I even included all of the goddesses like Lilith, Aphrodite, Athena, so many others that I'm just forgetting right now. But that's what you want. You want to find something that you would love to embody, like their energy. And if you don't want to create a vision board, that's okay, because you can also go watch movies at the cinema, on Netflix, TV shows, read books, really anything that involves a character that you want to embody their energy. So for example, in the beginning phase of my healing and confidence building, I had no strength to do like all of that deep shadow work. And I needed somebody that had a warrior energy, somebody that I could borrow their energy from for a moment of time. And Catherine Pierce from The Vampire Diaries was my first muse because she had everything that I needed for myself at that time. I needed her confidence, her strength, her seduction skills, all of it, if I was going to go essentially to battle with myself. And I needed some sort of bodyguard. And in a way, Catherine Pierce's energy was like my alter ego. So that's another reason why developing this relationship with an archetype is very important, because you see it as something that's going to protect you. You can just tap into the specific energy when you don't feel confident in your day-to-day self. So for example, again, if I don't feel confident right now, I can tap into a goddess archetype that I studied, or back to Catherine Pierce's warrior energy. You know, it's all about tapping into an energy that you want to radiate. So this inspiration is now going to take me to my third technique that I have for increasing / activating your feminine energy, and that is embracing who you are. You can find all the inspiration you want as long as you don't forget who you are and try to become somebody else. It's good to have a muse, it's good to have guidance, it's good to have that support, but as long as you're not neglecting yourself, that's all that matters. Don't neglect yourself. Do not forget your own power. You know, you can look at others for inspiration, but as long as that doesn't navigate you off of your own journey, as long as you're not trying to actively copy somebody else's energy to the point where you have none for yourself, because that's not what feminine energy is. The feminine, she's very original. She's very natural, authentic, and just unapologetically herself. So while it is good to a degree to find inspiration from others, do not rely on it. That is probably the number one mistake you could do, right? Because if you rely on somebody, you just neglect yourself entirely. And you don't need that, because everything you already need already exists inside of you. If we're being real, we don't even need inspiration from like a TV show or like my vision board kind of thing, because we don't even need it. We already have everything that we need inside of us, but we just need that extra push, right? And that's okay. I'm not shaming anybody. Like I said, I needed my push as well with Catherine Pierce, but I didn't rely on it for like a long time. I only relied on it for like a couple weeks or so. And that's what I want you to familiarize yourself with. Do not become dependent on somebody else's source to become your source, because everyone has a different system happening for them that operates differently than yours probably does. And another thing about this is the moment you start to really embrace yourself unapologetically, you just naturally start to radiate this fierce glow to you. It's almost as if you become like a shield against soul-sucking experiences, because now you have cultivated all of this self-love, and anything that's less than is not allowed to get inside of your shield, you know? And naturally it happens too. You don't even have to force it from this moment on, because the moment you start to have this high expectation of how your life should look like or how people should treat you, nothing less than can get you off of your pedestal, because you know your self-worth at this point. You have increased your magnetism, you have increased your self-love, you have increased yourself, you're rising, you're ascended basically. And because you're all the way up here now, anything that's below you in regards to like people that like drain your energy or hurt you, they have no more power. And nothing activates your feminine energy more than just it's shedding all that isn't good for you. Because while the feminine is very beautiful and magnetic, she is also destructive. She is war. And, you know, it's not all love and light. Anyone that says it's all love and light 24/7 is lying to you. So it's not going to be love and light. In order to really flourish and thrive for who you really are, you can't be afraid to set these healthy boundaries in place to people that are constantly hurting you. You know, like, give them one chance, or depending on you, you don't have to, but I personally give people one chance. That way they have that benefit of the doubt, and if they do anything to hurt me again, then I'm out. Like, I don't tolerate that, because I treat myself as so sacred, and I'm not going to allow somebody else to step into my sacred space and just destruct. Like, that's not gonna happen. So if I have to be the destructive goddess / feminine that I know I am, then I will. Like, I'm not gonna be all love and light and dandy and just say, oh, it's okay, you can continue to hurt me. No, I'm gonna set my healthy masculine in place, like I was talking about in the beginning. And it's really beautiful once you get to such a point, because you don't even need that inspiration from TV shows anymore. You just are the inspiration. You become your own muse. You see yourself as everything that you once wanted, and you don't let anybody else knock you off your pedestal. And part of embracing yourself and really activating that powerful feminine inside of you is already knowing that you are valuable, whole, content, deserving, all of that goodness. You already are. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You don't have to prove yourself to a job, a career, a person, a lover, nothing. You don't even have to prove yourself to yourself. You don't have to constantly say, I am good enough. Because that's like telling your left hand, hey, left hand, I have a left hand. Like, it already knows that. And finally, my favorite way to activate is by embracing my sensuality. My technique out of the three, it's about embracing your sensuality. Now, the reason why this activates my feminine energy, or enhances it, is because by embracing my sensuality, there is no need for me to be anybody else or anywhere else. Because the goddess in me, the feminine, she is all about being in the present moment. She's all about enjoyment, fulfillment, about her authenticity. And this will look different for everybody, but for me, I like to be very sensual with it. I like to dance, I like to do yoga, I like to do hip twists, I like to do pole dancing classes, anything that gets my body moving in a healthy way that connects me with myself more than ever before. Now, the reason why this is very unique and like a blueprint, if you will, is because what I perceive sensual, somebody else could see it in a completely different perspective. So for example, I see it as something that's moving, flowing, creating something beautiful for myself. You know, like, there's nobody else in the picture, just me and me. And that concludes this video. I hope you guys enjoyed. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your suggestions on what videos you'd like me to make next. But yeah, I will see you guys in my next video. Bye.